From the lake to the basin and the old bayou, find your favorite fishing pole. Find out where's the next honey hole. Only on the Top Rod Fishing Show.
And here's Rick Watkins.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lee. Good morning, Mr. Lee. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning. Good morning.
And welcome, everyone, to the K&E 1240 Hunting and Fishing Show. We got a special guest this morning, Mr. Brian Terrio, and we'll be talking about probably hunting, fishing, a little bit of everything. And I want to thank my sponsors, first of all, Alamo Hydraulics, Arsenal Ford, Email Marine, Rapid Lube and Tire, Doors Heating and Cooling, Hike Menville and Grubbs, and, of course, Coca-Cola. Brian, till season started, when was that, last weekend?
Yeah, Rick, this year we changed it, or I say we, the commission changed it from early September to basically the last 2 weeks of September. And it's actually weird because the teal actually showed up early.
Okay.
But it's spotty, you know, people are doing pretty good. It'll be open till September 30th.
To the 30th? Mm-hmm. So I think it's the first time, Brian, that it opened on a Friday, am I thinking right? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What was the reason for that, to give an extra weekend?
Yeah, I know. It just went by the calendar.
Okay.
It was a two-week, so they figured the last 2 weeks of September, and it just happened to.
Okay. So it'll be a split, or is it just running for like 2 weeks, Brian?
No,
it's
just 2 weeks.
Two weeks, that's it.
That's it. Then, you know, it's six birds per day.
Okay. Now, Brian, are y'all seeing more mixed blue, green?
Well, Rick, generally speaking, the majority of the teal that's taken during teal season are blue wing.
Blue wing.
Every now and then you'll see, you know, green wing teal. But generally, it takes a couple cold fronts to get them green wings down here.
Okay. And you were saying that they, Brian, it's been sporadic?
I have friends of mine... friends of mine to the west, Gaydon, right. Kaplan,
okay.
Did pretty good. You know, some of them are still doing well. Some of them did real well opening weekend, or at least Friday and Saturday did good, and then birds moved on.
Right.
To the east, some of my buddies, Delacroix, Venice, they got a good bunch of birds. Biloxi Marsh, good bunch of birds.
And, Brian, switching gears a little bit, you were saying in the book that do we have a lot of changes this coming year, or came this past year, or...
Yeah, we have a few, Rick, and teal season being one of them, the change in the dates.
Okay.
But still six birds.
All right.
Another change, talking about waterfowl season, is the age requirements for the youth hunt.
Okay.
It used to be the feds had set the age at 15.
Right.
15 and under. Well, the state this year, they changed it to 17 because when you're talking about youth, the way that Louisiana views youth, everything else for all of our local game, our deer, everything, the youth hunt is 17.
17?
The age is 17. So
okay.
This year, they consolidated it all together. So for waterfowl, it's 17 also.
Okay.
Area 7.
7 deer, is where, Brian?
Deer Area 7 is the marsh, Iberian marsh.
Okay.
Yeah. They got rid of the bucks-only days, so now it's all either sex days.
Okay.
And... also, one of the main changes, too, is the validation of the deer.
All right.
Before now, you had 7 days once a deer was taken to actually validate it.
Okay.
Well, that has been shortened to 72 hours. And the reason being, you know, our biologists, we're trying to gather all this data. And make it more meaningful.
Right.
And you still have people to this day that they'll utilize a tag, but they'll never validate it. They'll
okay.
never confirm it. Well,
right.
Now we're shortening that time frame to 72 hours. And I'd like to urge the people, listen, this is for
that's what I was going
to
say.
Have
yeah.
legitimate,
yeah.
accurate data. So
yeah,
please
Brian,
call
can
it
you
in
get
quick.
In? Can you get into? I'm not to say serious trouble, but what's the stipulation if you would say, you know for a fact that the guy shot the deer and then he didn't turn it in? Is there anything or not
well,
really? Or is it just on an honor system or, you know?
It's totally on an honor system, Rick.
Okay.
And it starts with the tagging system. You know, you have six tags. When you buy a license, you have 3 buck tags, 3 doe tags.
Okay.
And you still have people who they'll try to cheat the system, and they won't utilize the tags. You know, they'll,
right. oh,
they'll
yeah.
maybe put it on a deer, and then if they see an agent coming, they'll help and try to fill it out. But,
right.
You know, it's all on an honor system.
Yeah.
And then, again, you have 72 hours. The fines I think they're getting progressively better. I mean, the fine is the fine, but the judicial system is now starting to take it serious and saying, listen, this system has been in place for X amount of years.
Right.
It's time for y'all to understand
to
it
yeah.
and abide by it. If not, we're going to start penalizing y'all even more.
Yep. Is there anything else, Brian?
No, there's a water level benchmark in a basin. And, you know, most hunters that hunt the Chaffalot Basin know when the river in Beulah Rose gets to 18 feet.
They usually close it.
They shut the basin down, which is, to me,
it's good. Yeah.
To me, it should be lower than that, but at least from Bayou Shane on south,
mm-hmm.
they reduce it to 15 feet.
15,
So when it gets to 15 feet, it'll close until that mark gets down to 14, then it'll reopen.
I know about a month ago, Brian, I was in the lake when we caught all of that rain with one of the tropical storms that came through, and I counted about 12 deer that was around around the 111 and all that. Cause mm-hmm. They probably came out the basin and they got up on the higher ground, you know. But I thought that was pretty cool. You know, I was fishing, all of a sudden I heard them.
Yeah. And, you know, Rick,
there's a lot of deer in that lake. Yeah.
Just my opinion, you know, when it comes to the basin, you know, the Chaffalot Basin is a different animal.
Oh, yeah.
Altogether. And when we implemented our tagging system and, you know, you had some of these dog clubs that when you're hunting 40 and 50 guys, and you're going to take more animals.
Yeah.
And nothing against dog clubs.
Right.
I mean, to each his own.
Right.
It's just when you're in an environment, a habitat that it involves so many factors and high water.
Yeah.
You know, annually, you're going to have water, and you, a lot of your small farms just don't make it.
Yeah. It's tough enough as it is. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
That's a tough one, you know, just... Yeah. I personally don't agree with all the doe days we have and you know being able to kill does. I think personally that the basin needs a year or two. Don't shoot any does at all. Just try to let it repopulate. And I urge the hunters, you know, be honest.
Yeah.
Use your tags. Call your deer in.
Yeah.
It's all for a purpose.
Brian, do you think population wise we got a good number of deer in the basin, so-so, not so good, or what?
I would say it's declined.
It's declined
from years past.
Yeah.
Probably with some of the water events we've had recently.
Yeah,
have contributed to the decimation of it.
Oh yeah. Well, Mr. Lee, if you want, we'll take our first break of the morning, and we'll be right back.
Coming to eat our crawdad. Oh, yeah. Well, he's a peasant bird, you know what I mean. But he's against the law for you and me. But he's eating our crawfish with no respect. He's a Mexican bird that call him Grobeck.
Innovators. It's that time of year again, hurricane season. Don't wait for a storm to head our way this year. Let Electrical Innovator check and repair your generator before the storm hits. We can keep your gas or diesel generator, both home and business, ready to go and running great. We are at 939 James Street in New Iberia, 337-606-9802. That's 337-606-9802. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Electrical Innovator, family-owned and trusted service for generators and electric motors for over 30 years.
Thomas Vilken here for Email Marine, your full-line Mercury Marine dealer. For over 50 years, we've been a member of Acadiana's boating family, and we're proud to sponsor the Top Rod Fishing Show. We have recently received two truckloads of new inventory from Key West and Wellcraft Boats, both with reliable Mercury motors. We service what we sell and stock a full line of parts. So come be a part of the Email Marine family. Just give us a call at 369-6746 and like us on Facebook.
Your automobile is your most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-T-I-R-E.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
We have a new player on the field, and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew! Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Acadiana, it's still too hot to haggle, so come on in and leave the hassle outside.
Arsenal Ford's got your 2017 Ford F-150 Super Crew. Now only $29,990. $29,990 for the Super Crew.
Now that's hot.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511. License number 6286.
There's something special about Acadiana. For the people we serve, we are committed to giving our clients the best legal representation, the kind of representation you deserve. At Hike, Menvel, and Grubbs, we provide the highest quality of honesty, integrity, and service to our community. Hike, Menvel, and Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
Tesh Matters, weekdays on Kane Radio, AM 1240, New Iberia's only daily live call-in talk show. If it matters to you, it matters to Jeff. Kane Radio, AM 1240.
Thomas Vilken here for Email Marine, your full-line Mercury Marine dealer. For over 50 years, we've been a member of Acadiana's boating family, and we're proud to sponsor the Top Rod Fishing Show. We have recently received two truckloads of new inventory from Key West and Wellcraft Boats, both with reliable Mercury motors. We service what we sell and stock a full line of parts. So come be a part of the Email Marine family. Just give us a call at 369-6746 and like us on Facebook.
Shrimp today, no shrimp today. Got oysters too and catfish too, but no shrimp today.
Okay, back on the dock of the bay with Ricky and Brian. And also we've got a
caller. Caller. Mr. Lee.
Yes, we do. And
Clay. That Clay.
Hello,
Clay. Absolutely.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all?
All right, Clay. Well, Clay, what's going on out there?
Well, we're out at Marsh Island catching a couple of redfish, trying to find some big fish because we got our tournament tomorrow.
Yes, sir.
So we're pre-fishing it.
Oh, okay. Y'all pre-fishing. All right.
Yeah. That's why I like to remind everybody they got it's actually the CCA Spots and Specs tournament.
All right.
And the weather's gorgeous. And we got a little north wind blowing. It was supposed to be out the, out the east, but we got a little north wind blowing.
Okay.
It's unusual. It's not expected. But
right.
But welcome because it's kind of cool. But what we're doing, I'm with Sheriff Gidry, my fishing partner here. We bring in a couple of Wounded War Heroes
okay.
Fishing tomorrow. We got about 20 20 Wounded War Heroes coming in. That we got a group of guys who bring them fishing.
Right. So they're coming in this afternoon, Clay?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. They're coming this afternoon. We got them put up in camps, and we're going to give them a big supper tonight. And
good
bring
deal,
them fishing
Clay.
Tomorrow, and bring them a big supper Saturday night.
Yeah.
Have a good old time.
That's
have
right.
A good old time.
Now, Clay, you're going to you're saving your best spot for tomorrow, right? Are you going? You going to catch
just one
and leaving, or what?
I'm trying to find that best spot.
You're trying to find it. Well, you know what? I'm going to make a couple of calls, and I'm going
to
call
Brian. Brian might know what. Brian,
I'm going to have to defer that to my buddy Mitch Darby and Caleb Schickstadt. They've been working the bay a lot, man, and they've been is very positive. He's Mitch has been an agent for almost 20 years now. He tells me, said, man, I've never really seen this amount of redfish before. He
Come
said,
on,
he said everybody and their mama's catching redfish.
Dang, well.
And that's the thing. We can catch redfish, but we need the big ones.
Yeah.
That's what I'm having trouble finding, some big ones. They got reds all over the place.
Yeah.
What about the trout, Clay? Y'all hearing of anybody catching trout?
We were catching some. I heard some reports that were catching some in the reefs. But we took a ride to the reefs. We pre-fished on Wednesday also. Went out there and the water was muddy.
Yeah.
Now we had a little south wind blowing, but this north wind, it may settle down. If we get a chance today, we're gonna run out there and check it out. So, we'll see. But if the water would clear up, I think we'd catch them. We picked up a couple of trout Wednesday around the island. In one of my little old holes there, but no big ones though.
Yeah.
Not tournament trout.
So Clay, what are we after? Speck. Redfish.
Yeah, it's called spots and specks, which is a redfish and speckled trout, and it's a CCA event, it's cash prizes. I think it's 150 per boat.
Okay,
and you can have up to four people per boat.
All right,
and they pay back I think seven places on it.
Well, good.
It's a big tournament. So what we do the Wounded War Heroes in conjunction with that.
Right,
and our guys are actually fishing for two tournaments. That we have some separate prizes for the Wounded War Heroes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
In addition to if they win in spots, especially win that.
That's right.
And then if not, then for our guys, we can also fish for flounder and sheephead.
Okay. That's
some lanyard stuff.
Yeah. Hey Clay, just out of curiosity, where are these Wounded Warrior Heroes coming from?
All over the place. The Wounded War Heroes, now this is not the Wounded Warriors project. This is a Louisiana-based 501c corporation. And they have, what they'll do, they'll find a guy that can make it. One of my guys is a Broussard.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't met him yet. We're going to meet him tonight. So I know he's local.
Oh, yeah.
And we got some of the guys in already. I saw one of them from Georgia, a couple of them from Texas. A couple of them came in yesterday, and we had dinner with them last night. But we let the Wounded War Heroes organization select them because you got to find people that we don't have handicapped accessible boats, so
you have to meet certain criteria,
certain criteria. So they select the group. And last year we had a lady, FJ Dugas' daughter, not FJ, JD Dugas, his daughter fished last year, with us, and she's from Liberia, it could be almost anywhere. Anyway.
So, Clay, y'all got 10 boats, you said, Clay? How many boats?
Right. 10? That's correct. 10 boats.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yep. And we can put two guys per boat. So we got 20 guys fishing, Or 20 people. We may have some gals in there, too. I'm not sure. But,
That's a good deal, Clay.
Is the wind blowing? Is it windy out there right now, Clay?
Yeah.
It is.
It wasn't bad. We came across it. It wasn't bad. But it's just, I guess it's about 5 to 10, something like that.
Yeah.
But it's nice. It's cool.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Doesn't hurt the thing, but.
Well, Clay, good luck, and I'm going to call you. Give me a little while. I'm going to make a couple of calls and see if I can't help you out.
I appreciate it, man.
I will. All right, Clay. You have a good day, buddy.
Y'all
talk to you, Clay.
Thank you, Clay.
Bye-bye.
Brian, earlier I was talking about, I was in Grevenberg yesterday, and I was fishing, and I heard a bunch of people talking. And then I look, and here come a little drone flying close to me, and you had said that you had seen that before. And come to find out, they was filming for the Swamp People.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't get the guy's name. He was kind of a tall Indian, the Indian-looking guy. But anyway, they had a few gators in their boat, and that was interesting to see how they fly that drone. I just stayed behind them, and I idled, and I'd stop, and I'd idle, and I'd get me a bottle of water, and I'd watch. But it was pretty interesting.
If you were in Grenberg, that might have been Daniel, huh? It wasn't Daniel Edgar?
Daniel. Kind of tall, got a windshield on his boat.
I think so.
Windshield on the front, like a crawfish.
He had a big guy with him, like a real big guy.
No, this guy was slim. Yeah,
but yeah, Joey. It might have been Joey and that's Daniel's son, and I think Joey's brother's actually fishing with him.
Okay, I bet you that's who that was. But that was interesting, Brian. And I didn't see him take any. Of course, I don't know if they had some lines set and they were just, you know, trolling, mm-hmm. watching the lines or going back and check the lines.
Yeah.
But they was in the front, and I often wonder how they got those shots, you know, overhead. Now I know.
Yeah, the drone.
But I tell you what, that guy that was flying that drone, he could fly that.
He knew what he was doing.
Oh, he'd go in and out those cypress trees. I mean.
Yeah, they used to get the footage out of helicopters and everything, but the drones are just so much.
Oh man, you couldn't even hear this
cheaper,
thing running.
Man, more economical, I mean,
and you could see the little cameras; they would turn and, mm-hmm. and scan. You know, I said, man, this is it was real interesting.
And you see the product; I mean, it's high quality footage.
Oh yeah, yep. Because the guy had a big old like a little TV screen in the Joe boat mm-hmm. behind him, and I mean, you could see just like we're looking right here, you know.
Yeah, there's been a couple of times we came across them, you know, in the course of our duties and, you know, checking licenses and doing whatever. And it's a pretty cool thing to see. I mean, they have their stuff together, I'll tell you that much.
And, Brian, you think, well, with the show, I guess it makes up the difference. But you was telling us earlier that the price of the hides has really dropped, right?
Yeah, man. This year, they were telling me like $6 a foot, man, for... Oh, that's like for an 8-foot gator too.
Wow! And then, yeah, you got to clean it.
The story I got from one of the guys, I have a friend of mine that owns Shea Sydney. He does it for the meat.
Okay.
But he's telling me that the Vietnamese flooded the market.
Okay.
And he's saying that they anticipate having these types of prices
for a while,
for the next maybe 3 to 5 years too.
Phew, that's gonna put, like you said, the true hunters that are
yeah.
Well, you know, put them out. Yeah.
I'm not real familiar with the biological side of it, but
right.
any sportsman that goes in a basin on a regular basis, and he goes frogging or goes fishing during the daytime.
Oh,
I mean, there's alligators everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere.
And it's kind of concerning if you have, you know, X amount of fishermen who it's not feasible for them to fish.
Right.
So you have that many more alligators in the population that are breeding.
Yeah.
That's right.
Now,
that's
Brian,
right.
It's against the law just to go out there and start shooting alligators, right?
Oh, yeah.
You cannot do that. You get in serious trouble, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Technically, an alligator is still on a protected species list.
Okay.
So the fines, if we encounter a situation as you just described, the fines are pretty high.
Wow. I know they got plenty of gators, and they got some big ones. I seen two 10-footers yesterday.
Yeah,
they're not scared either.
Big one, and you know, part of the deal is when they have the alligator egg collection aspect of it,
right?
The law dictates that they return a certain percentage
back
of the hatchlings back to where they got them from. So,
but Brian, I wonder. I know it's kind of a off the wall question, but years ago, you see a few alligators, but man, they out there by the hundreds now.
Ricky, I try to remember as a kid. You know, we used to struggle to see alligators.
Yeah. Then they were skittish. Today, they're not scared. They'll come right up to the boat.
Yeah. And you know, ironically, Louisiana, we don't really have any laws against feeding alligators. You know, some parishes have parish ordinances, but as far as for state laws, like a state like Florida, you know, Florida, if you get caught feeding an alligator, it's a substantial fine. And the reason being,
all right,
because that alligator, they dispatch that alligator. If they find an alligator come and eat from a human.
Okay.
They dispatch that alligator, and you have to pay the state restitution for the value of that animal. And,
oh, okay.
And it's a pretty expensive deal.
Well, yeah.
Do the alligators eat like the Nutri-Rats? Are they
alligator
helping
eats,
to keep that down? Or
they do.
Yeah.
See, that's another thing, Brian. I can't remember. I used to go down the Seaborn, the parallel canal, full of Nutri. I can't tell you the last time I seen a neutral rat in a basin, mm-hmm. period.
And
I guess the gators are wiping them out.
Well, I'm not real familiar with the biological side of it, but it would stand a reason, probably so.
I mean,
what about the feral hogs? Isn't that a problem, too?
Well, do they really have a lot in the basin, Brian?
Rick, where I'm at on the river, it's hit them. It comes and goes.
Okay.
Like some years we'll have them. We'll be infested with them. We'll have wallows, you know, on our trails everywhere. And, and maybe for a year or two,
kind of thin
you
out.
Might run across a handful of them. But
right.
It's funny you should say it because this particular year, we've been going out and starting to bush hog and do some stuff, and we full up on the river.
Man.
Bayou Teche. How, you don't see many gators in the Teche, do you?
Oh, yeah, you do. Yeah. Okay. You do
big,
now.
Oh, yeah. All right. Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right.
You do
we was
now.
At the Valero a while back, and they had one about 12 foot. Well, mm-hmm. He was just in the open field.
K&E used to be down on that end of town, right across from the hospital.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, Lee.
And there was an alligator in our back lot there between the building and St. Peter Street.
That's
and,
right.
Wildlife came and picked him up, but yeah. I guess he was about like an 6 or 8 foot gator.
We had one. We had almost, I think it was 8 or 9. I didn't directly participate in it, but two of our guys did. In Brobridge, it was on KATC.
Okay, really?
A month or two ago, that somebody it was in the front door of a residence in a neighborhood in Brobridge.
Dang, yeah. With all that water, I guess.
I guess.
I know they like to move at night, Brian. They not really. I don't know why. If you call them nocturnal, no, they're probably not because they're out during the day.
They need the sun. That's how they get their blood hot. Sitting in the sun, they store up that energy.
That's why during the day. Their days taken up trying to lay in the sun to build up the and at night when it, that's when they actually hunt.
Because my neighbor, we live on the upside, which would be the south side across Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Alligator got crossed from the bayou, crossed Main Street, and got in the swimming pool.
Yep.
About an 8 footer. Yep.
They travel, man. They do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, Lee, let's take our second break for the morning. Yes, sir.
Most precious asset, so you want to keep it running smoothly. Rapid Lube and Tire, conveniently located at 920 West Main Street, and has established itself with an honest and professional staff. They offer a wide range of quality and affordable tires to individuals, fleet, and commercial clients. They also provide a wide variety of maintenance services. Next time your car needs a little attention, you can pamper it by bringing it to Rapid Lube, 920 West Main Street, or call 364-8473. That's 364-TIRE.
Locally owned and operated, Alamo Hydraulics serves the oil business on the national scene. Specializing in welding, grinding, and hard chrome plating, Alamo also does fabrication work on cylinders, valves, pumps, and motors of all brands. Located at 2712 West Admiral Doyle Drive, you can call Chris Williamson at 303-3799. That's Alamo Hydraulics, a proud sponsor of the Top Rod Fishing Show.
We have a new player on the field and he's ready for kickoff with a delicious ice-cold Coca-Cola and the kick. Ice giving him a little trouble as a few cubes shake loose. He's probably going to pour it here, and he does. The glass is full. Can he go all the way? He did it! Oh, wow! And just listen to that fizz! That might have been the most refreshing thing that I've ever seen. Whew. Coca-Cola. Taste the feeling.
Acadiana, it's still too hot to haggle, so come on in and leave the hassle outside.
Arsenal Ford's got your 2017 Escape, now only $19,890. $19,890 buys Ford's hot new crossover.
Now that's hot.
We're making it easy at Arsenal Ford.
A new Carrier heating and air conditioning system from Dahl's Heating and Cooling can save you money every month. Thanks to the newest line of Carrier energy-efficient technology products, you can lower your utility bill. Don't forget to ask about the cool cash savings through your local Carrier dealer. Turn to the Carrier experts at Dahl's Heating and Cooling. Call Dan, you're my AC man, today at 337-367-2511. That's 337-367-2511, license number 6286.
If you have been injured in an automobile accident and are seeking legal representation, look no further than Hike, Menvale & Grubbs. The attorneys at Hike, Menvale & Grubbs use both their knowledge of the law and their lifetime experiences in Acadiana to provide superior legal representation for their clients. With many years of combined know-how, we will fight for what you deserve. Hike, Menvale & Grubbs, working hard to protect your rights.
I'll tell you why I can't find you. Every time I go out to your place, you gone fishing.
Ah, you know.
Well, there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hoe out in the sun. Where you left the row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing. By a shady, weighty pool.
Shangri-La. Really la.
I'm wishing I could be that kind.
All right, everyone, welcome back to the K&E Hunting and Fishing Show. Talking with our guest this morning, Mr. Brian Theriault. Brian, you got any other, like, boating safety tips? Or?
Well, Rick, like we touched on this morning, you know, we've been having a little rash of boating accidents to, you know, especially to the west, Calcasieu. We had a couple fatalities, and we're talking about the dangers of these personal watercraft or jet skis or wave runners, whatever we want to call them.
You find that's more causing more accidents, Brian, than actual boating?
I would say maybe not more accidents, but when there is an accident involving it, as you can about imagine, there's more fatalities because you have no protection.
Yeah,
it's a, you know, these, there's laws that surround these PWCs, you know, and there's reasons for them, yeah. You know.
And Brian, those things are run 7-8 miles an hour.
Oh,
now.
Yeah,
they fly.
And,
yeah.
And those two kids that were on it that wrecked, you know, they were. The law says you have to be 16 years of age to operate a PWC, and these kids were younger than that.
They were younger than that. And, I think one was 11, huh, Brian.
Yeah, yeah. I think the one that was deceased was 11.
Okay. Well, you can't say, man, where's the agent? No, where's the parent? I mean, it, you know.
Exactly.
If he didn't take the course and he don't have the car, don't let the kid get on it.
That's it.
The machine's probably way bigger than him. That's a lot of power.
You bring up a good point, you know, for these boating safety courses. You know, now the new law is January 1 of 1984.
Okay.
If you are born after January 1 of 1984,
you gotta have
it is required by law that you complete that course.
And Brian, is that I don't know if you know everything about it. Is it like a week long, a weekend, two weekends, or what?
It's a day. It's
a
probably
day?
about a 6 to 8 hour course.
Okay.
We offer it free of charge. You can do it online. If you do it online, it's a little tougher.
Okay.
It's it costs you a little money.
Right.
But we offer these courses like here at the Iberia office, in Henderson, Iberville. If you call our Opelousas office,
okay,
they have a list of when these courses will be offered.
Okay.
And all you do is simply call and say, look, I'd like to reserve two or three spots. Put your name on the list, and then it's free. You show up.
Yeah.
The instructor will lead you through the whole thing. You'll take a lunch break. You'll come back from lunch. You'll do a review of all your material. You'll take a test. You'll grade the test.
Okay.
And then you'll leave there knowing that you whether you passed or failed the course.
Now, Brian, on these personal watercrafts, life jacket, kill switch, and, you know, is a fire extinguisher required on that? It is also?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. And especially in that because some of these compartments aren't real ventilated.
Right.
But some of them you're allowed to carry passengers. Some of them you aren't. It tells you.
Wow.
The manufacturer recommendations that the stickers that are on it.
Okay.
Just remember there's two You know, wave runners are designed to, you know, these people to do tricks on these waves and, you know, to jump boat wakes. And just remember, I mean, it's not a very safe thing to do.
No.
And when you have a passenger on your wave runner, it is simply a mode of transportation.
Right.
Doing all these circles and cutting up and trying to throw them off, that's considered reckless operation.
So if y'all catch somebody doing that, y'all shut them down.
That's right.
Yeah.
You know, not only did we shut them down, Rick, but because of a... From the safety standpoint, we actually side them.
Yeah.
Careless operation, and that's a pretty sizable fine.
Yeah. Well, Brian, you got anything else on hunting, fishing, boating?
Staying on boating for a little bit. I'd like to emphasize, you know, the use of PFDs too.
Okay.
You know, it's one thing to have a PFD in your boat, and a lot of times that simply satisfies the requirements, but. You know, think twice about putting it on and wearing it, because it, you know, if you get ejected and you could be the best swimmer in the world, you could swim better than Michael Phelps.
Yeah, you're right.
If you hit your head on something and you're rendered unconscious,
that happened to one of my best friends, Mark Corville, in the lake.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. I worked that accident.
Yeah. Sad.
So
bro.
You know, just you know, especially you know, think about your family, think about your kids.
And Brian, I often wonder why is it, and it's got to be some kind of statute that it's not a law. If you're in a boat, you should, when the big motor's running, why is it not law that you don't have to wear your life jacket?
Rick, in the past, we have lobbied for it and tried to pass it as just being as political as we are in the state. I mean, there's no other way to put it.
Right.
Just Louisiana is a very political state. I mean, it's politics and everything.
Okay.
We did get to the... probably the most important one is the tiller operated boats.
Yeah.
If your boat, the smaller boats is where the statistics told us. Look, this is where the majority of fatalities are happening. So
you're right.
We passed laws. If your boat is under 16 foot and operated with a tiller,
right.
It's mandated that every person in the boat, that's right, has a keel lanyard if equipped, and everybody's wearing a life jacket.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And just, you know, again, the land of where we live, Louisiana, I mean, South Louisiana, we like to party.
Oh, yeah.
We like to party, get on the weekends.
Yeah.
We like to have a few beers, have a few drinks. Just like on the highway, man. If you do that, look, get somebody who's going to remain sober, a designated driver.
Yeah.
Because we do issue DWIs, and, you know, we work a lot of fatalities where it's... There's alcohol involved in it.
Yeah.
It's all preventable. That's what's so maddening, you know, with the life jacket issues, with the alcohol issues. It's all preventable.
Yeah, you're right. There's no brakes on the water, Brian.
Yeah, you know? That's right.
And, you know, the boats today, I mean, they're fast, they're quicker, and it's dangerous.
And then response times for us to respond to these accidents, you know, are, you know, that exacerbates the whole thing because, I mean, you have an accident on Main Street, you have an ambulance shows up in 2 minutes, you're in the hospital.
Yeah.
You know, you're on the Chaffalot River.
Yeah, well, years ago when those guys got in that bad accident at Benoit, I was the first one there. And
Lance Gilbert and him?
It took a while.
Yeah.
I mean, it's sad, you know.
Yep.
Well, Brian, I want to thank you for coming in. If you got anything else you want to cover, and, you know, I appreciate you coming in on the show. And
I appreciate it, Rick. I just like to urge, you know, these parents and uncles and listen, if you get a chance, take a kid fishing, take a kid hunting.
Oh, yeah, get him involved.
Get him off the street.
Yeah.
Get him off the street, you know, man.
Yeah, our last tournament, in fact, we invited two young gentlemen. They fished with us pretty much all year, Pete Romero's two sons, and we let them fish the Classic with us. Oh, them little guys, they love that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all about the kids, you know.
That's it. Well, thanks for the invitation.
Yes, sir.
Thanks for coming, Brian.
Thank you.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Sir. And Mr. Lee, I guess we'll wrap it up. Just remember, thanks to our... Alamo Hydraulics, Arsenal Ford, Email Marine, Rapid Lube and Tire, Doors Heating and Cooling, Hank Menville and Grubbs, and of course Coca-Cola. And remember, kids that hunt and fish, don't steal and deal. See y'all next week.
Thank you, guys.
Watching the ships roll in, then I watch them roll away again. Yeah, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, just sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time. I left my home in Georgia, headed for the Frisco Bay. 'Cause I've had nothing to live for, and look
like nothing's gonna come my way. So I'm just gonna sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away. Ooh, I'm sitting on the dock of the bay, wasting time.